Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So could you tell us a little bit about what's going on today?
Sure. Today we're here at Frank Lloyd Wright's Marin House, installing the first station in the Parkside neighborhood. It's also a station that helps bridge us above 100 stations system-wide in Niagara Falls and Buffalo. We are so proud to be working with the Marin House on this station. I think it's one destination that bike share users really want to either rent out a bike or lock a bike up. So we are super proud to have this expansion. It's one of 13 stations we've added this season.
What other places are you really excited about going to next?
I really love seeing the one we added on Ohio Street. That just happened a week ago. And it's near the Scholastic Rowing House building. So it's just another area where a lot of demand is for people to have a fun time biking around. It's also one of the, it's an area that doesn't really have a station nearby. So I'm really excited about that. I'm also really happy that we got one at the Delvin Grider Community Center, because in that part of, in that neighborhood, we haven't had a station. So really, one thing I really like to see is having it in new, different places that currently don't have anywhere like a mile away to a ready bike share station.
What's the benefit of having it at this location?
I think one of the big benefits, aside from it being so close to the Marin House, is also being so close to Delaware Park. There's a high level of usage of people wanting to pedal around in Delaware Park. And if a friend has a bike and another friend doesn't have a bike, here's a way to solve that that problem for the day.
Why do you think the city needs these stations?
The city needs these stations because people need to be able to get around in a more active forms of transportation, not only for our public health, but also for quality of life. I think many times, we have everyone's always needing to find parking or needing to figure out how to get around by a car. This helps kind of open the box up and say, oh, we can also maybe park over here a little distant, but maybe then we can take a bike in and not be so absorbed into like congestion and try to solve, the problem we're facing, which is kind of like too many cars in one area.
When you talked about Delavan Grider, Ohio Street, now this spot, more than 100 all across, Western New York, how do you determine which area is needed or where it's going to be a good fit? Are you guys still sort of discovering the formula as to where they go?
Well, I think it's a lot of merit-based stuff. Safety is one of the huge parts. We do need more safe places for people to bike. This area is particularly safe. Cars move really slow. You can see people pretty well. It's well lit. And then more importantly too, we have great partners. The Marin House was an excellent communicative partner in helping us get the station here. And then they also want to add more bike locking capacity for not just ready bikes, but in general. And so that shows that they really are committed to a vision of people biking around.
What are your hopes for this project?
Hopes for this expansion?
And where do you go from here? You've got more than, we said 108, is it?
Yeah, so if you see our system map, this would be number 108. From where we go from here, we are exploring e-bike capacity. We want to be adding e-bikes. We are on the way of adding e-bikes, and this allows us to have more places for adding more bikes in general. And I think this is going to be a great opportunity for the now, but also the future.
So this, you said, is 108. Mm-hmm. 13 were installed or are being installed mm-hmm. this summer.
13 are still being installed, but most of them are already deployed.
Okay.
How do we pick, like the Marin House or just, like, specific? Okay, so the Marin House, again, we always have to look at a property owner or a business or organization that is going to be committed to welcoming us. We want to make sure that it's, you know, we're not going to impose a station down. So we definitely have to see how a relationship is built there. But then very importantly, again, it's the safety, it's visibility. It is so many other merits that we lean into.
You said that one idea was taking a bike from your car to a destination. So is that, are you looking at the area? Like there's maybe like a hot spot over there for people to go to, and that's why you put your bike shares near there?
I think that's a good question. So basically people may park, so people may want to park a little ways just so that they're not like worried about, you know, congested parking areas. That's just an example. Like for instance, when I go to Taste of Buffalo, I usually park away from the site and then pedal a bike in, cause I'm not going to battle it out with people on Franklin Street. So that was just kind of an example I gave as far as like the need of like needing bike share stations. And that's also why we were able to get the, you know, part of the reason why we have grant funding to add more stations, because they want to have people have solutions that aren't just parking immediately at destination, but maybe parking a little off site and biking in.
How much money does it take to install one of these bike stations?
It's the thousands. It does vary, honestly, and also materials, stickers. It's never really an exact price.
Range wise, how much?
Honestly, a couple thousand, I guess.
And it's a partnership, right? Independent health grant funding. I guess how do you pay for them?
So this one was mostly underwritten by a grant with Go Buffalo Niagara. And that's why this expansion of 13 stations was possible.
When can the public take advantage of this particular...
Now? Today.
Okay.
Today.
Get your bikes.
Hell, I'm going to leave this bike here and you can just grab it when I leave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.